What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy News. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak with that. Contrary to modern belief, you should not, in fact, put the lime in the coconut. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemy, shall we? In no particular order, let's quickly check in with Gary Anthony Williams for his 2022 driving etiquette tips. Captain?
First of all, gotta disagree with the lime in the coconut. Even though I know medically you're not supposed to, I will literally, literally never ever have coconut without the lime inserted in it, forcibly Fair. Inserted into it.
Forcibly?
Driving tips. Do what I do. As soon as I buy a new car, I rip off the rear view mirrors and the side view mirrors because I'm not a dude who looks in the past.
Don't.
Right? I will never look in the past. I don't care what's back there.
Look forward.
Straight ahead and a little to the side. Just a little.
Just to let them know you can.
Yeah, and to help people, sometimes I take a ball peen hammer, never a hook hammer, just a regular ball peen, and I go break people's side view mirrors just so they're not tempted to look back.
Don't be tempted, folks. That's all he's trying to say. And now, please welcome back Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie. Jackie Never Jacqueline, when you travel by air, what is the most important item you must have with you?
Gosh, I'm going to say headphones. Yes, I have been in that position where I'm like, fuck, I don't have, or like, and you need the plug-in headphones. Because if my phone, I don't want to look at my program on my little tiny phone. I want to watch the program on the TV in front of me.
Aw, you still have a little tiny phone?
And she watches programs.
There's I gotta watch my program.
My shows. Hey, look, there's James Heaney, Django and Jimmy. What's that thing you always do before you fall asleep at night?
Well, I guess it's just doom scrolling through Netflix possibilities and never really settling on something. My favorite thing to fall asleep to is Neil deGrasse Tyson in The Universe. But I like to try to mix it up, and I spend so much time just looking instead of choosing. I have an indecision problem.
Wait, do you fall asleep watching something?
Oh yeah. Usually. And it's usually a documentary because otherwise it's going to be something I care about. Like I just finished Severance, which I love the show, but it like you got to stop before you're falling asleep so you don't ruin an episode for yourself.
Yeah.
That applies to most programs.
Am I crazy? You guys don't do that?
No, you're not crazy. No. Too many people, I would say, do it. Look over there. It's Cole Stratton.
Hello.
America's pastime celebrator. In less than 11 words, what are the Detroit Tigers' chances this year?
They are actually pretty darn good to compete in the division.
Yes.
Wow. Wait a minute. Hold on. That was 11 words.
Yeah. I asked for less
Kevin
than.
Kevin Pollak, did you say less than 11?
I said less than. So, yeah.
This is the guy at the grocery store.
Look, I go to the 11th item in the 10 item aisle. So, you know.
Yep, he's that guy. I just needed everyone to know it. And last but no more Rolos for you. If you think him least, it's a tool sing. Mastro's enthusiast, what sides would you like with your steak tonight?
I'm big broccolini. If they have it, if it's a fancy steakhouse broccolini, I'll take broccoli as well. Mushrooms, okay, sure. Potatoes, any kind of potatoes. You can scallop them. You can mash them. Doesn't matter. I'll take them on the side.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'll take potatoes anyway. a chef choice. If I can say that to, well, what does the chef prefer? And if they agree with that statement, then I'll go with it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for most of that. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. What's that? Well, to become a patron supporter of the show, enjoy exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes, videos of our recording sessions, or at the highest level of support, Alchemaniac. We will have you in a Zoom with us as in right now. Yeah, we've had several in already. It's been amazing. We'll have more. I'm going to say as early as next week. Don't push. It's not good for anyone. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis if you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email. Please write to the podcast at our new, no longer new, but our email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one comes to patron VIP Jesse Han or Han, who wrote, "Hello again. One of my previous suggestions, a Zen temple next to the pot shop, was aired on Mr. Alvarado's hosting debut, which was such a gift. Well done, buddy. I'll pass that along. Unrelated, Joey and Caroline yelling at each other will never not be funny. Also not here. I'll pass that along. The suggestion. Finally. Irrationally angry at minor inconveniences." Yes. Jesse. Do you need all those stamps, sir?
But that depends on your definition of need, sir. That depends on your definition of need, whether I need all these stamps. Must I have them? Yes.
Okay. Good to know. What about the saladware?
The what now?
The saladware.
Do I need the saladware?
Yes.
Hold on, let me allow you to speak to my wife on this, because I am this close, and I don't know if you can see my fingers from where you standing, this close from slapping the taste out of your mouth. Honey,
Honey. Excuse me, baby. I'm sorry to disturb you in the middle of what you're doing. But this man had the nerve to ask me two questions. One, do I need the stamps? And number two, do I need the salad wear? Do you want to talk to him? Or should I continue?
Why don't you let me take care of it? And in the meantime, pick between these two totes.
Oh, I'm all about these totes. Okay.
Pick between these two totes. Mm-hmm. Hello, sir. I understand that you were talking to my husband who'd like to buy some stamps.
Yeah.
About salad wear.
That's right. My name is Thomas Furr. And, you know, we have various items in the saladware department. And
well, here's the thing, Mr. Furr.
Yes, sir.
He didn't ask for that.
Oh.
And you bringing it up is a sore subject for my husband, who's actually spent a lot of time and effort working on his physique. And you implying that he needs saladware is offensive.
I see.
And hurtful.
Baby, I chose the blue tote. Did you explain to him how offended and hurt I get by his asking me questions that apply to my weight?
I did, and I did in a calm manner, I felt.
Thank you for your calmness, and I stand corrected. And how may I be of service?
The stamps? Did we go far afoot?
Excuse me, you're out of ice at this fountain machine? What kind of establishment are you trying to run here? All right.
Well, we're the Ice Brothers, and this is kind of embarrassing because we pride ourselves on having our fountain things always full of ice, and that's the thing. Everything at Ice Brothers is cold. Everything you order here is cold, and now I feel like your drink will not be cold enough. And
which one of you is Trevor Ice?
I'm Trevor. I'm Trevor.
That makes you Lewis Ice.
Yeah,
is that right?
Lewis Ice. Yeah. Please call me Lewis.
All right. Lewis Ice, let me tell you, I can take my business over to the Ice family that's across the street.
Oh, no. Tell him no, Lewis.
No, don't. Please do. I mean, that's the big ice store, and they say they're family, but they're not. They have lots of funding, and they have they're franchised, and we're just a mom and pop ice shop. Your mom and pop ice stop shop is what that's our advertising. And if you
this
go
is the
there,
only ice stop shop I go to, all right? Oh, my pop introduced me to this ice stop shop.
Sir, come right in. I understand that you had a situation with Trevor and Lewis across the street.
Yes.
Well, welcome to our family establishment. Let me explain something. You will never, ever find dissatisfaction here with our ice.
Wow, this is that one block of ice?
That's one block of ice, sir.
Wow. Never
take
imagined.
Your shirt off. Take your shirt off.
It's going to be cold. I'll be cold.
You'll be surprised at the just slight coolness of our ice.
Why am I fighting this? Here you go. Oh.
There you are.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't feel much colder, but I feel cool.
Cool. Look, I know that you've probably done ice business for years with Trevor and Lewis, and I hate to say this, and this is going to sound gross, but all of their ice is made out of their own spit. Here, we wouldn't do such a thing, sir.
Well, they said, and I don't like to bring up what competitors say, but they said that you're not a family business. Is that true?
I'm not a family business. Let me get my wife, sir. Hold on. Darling.
Yes?
Would you come in here and explain to this man, while I go choose between these two ice cube makers, would you explain to him the familiarity of our business?
Should I put my shirt on before your wife?
Oh, no, you don't have to put your shirt on. I mean, you can. It depends on your comfort level. I'm certainly comfortable with what I'm looking at. Familiarity, yes. Well, family, no. No, thank you. I've seen children. I'm sure it all works out on paper. But we're not what you call breeders, my husband. Hmm. So.
But you're married. That's great. That's family. And I just want to bring my business to a family. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't want to.
We're shop. A family. We have seven cats.
Mm.
One puppy and a bird.
A bird. Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of a loud bird. I don't know if you want me to introduce you to the bird.
Well, if I'm here, I'd like to meet. If I'm going to give my business to this store.
Have you ever spoken with a bird before?
I have not.
Oh, this is exciting. Sweetie! Sweetie! Sweetie, this is Mr.
I'm sorry. My Ted. Ted Roosie.
Ted!
Wow, that is much, much bigger than I thought. Look at the wingspan.
Yeah. Sweetie's a 5-footer. Sweetie, this is Ted. Say hello to Ted. Ow.
Ted! Ted!
Hi.
That's as sweetie. Close as she'll get to Ted.
Wow. It's all right. You
do you
done.
Have any questions for Sweetie? Because this have will my be business. Fun.
I'll take 14 blocks of 2-inch ice.
Sweetie, do you want to help with the blocks of ice?
Ted!
That's a hard pass.
Okay.
Carrie, I called this roommate meeting because I've seen you opening up the fridge and the freezer, and I've seen you eyeballing my chicken nuggets. And then today I go to eat them and they're not there.
Oh my God. What happened to them?
You fucking ate them.
I didn't. You liar.
I'm the liar. You're gaslighting me, Carrie. You're gaslighting me.
I have a chicken allergy. It's chicken
You
slurry.
Know how much that's very important to me.
Listen, I was hungry. It was late.
What's the story, Please. Carrie? Do you have an allergy or were you hungry and late?
I do have an allergy, and that's why my wrists are all red and itchy.
I don't think this is working out.
Please, I can't afford this place by myself. Please don't leave.
This is the second time that this has happened, and I swore to myself I would not let it happen again.
Okay, are you two ready to appear in front of Judge Steve Harvey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Just follow me.
Dun, 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 dun. Judge Harvey, show us.
Now, when
Judge
you go
Harvey
out there, just
show.
Go to your respective spots where we showed you during rehearsal, okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming now, stand up for Judge Harvey.
Thank y'all. I just got this new suit downtown.
Now,
the plaintiff and the defendant, which one is the plaintiff and which one is the defendant?
I'm the defendant because I didn't do what is being accused of me.
And I'm upset. And I'm upset, Steve.
She always complains, so I'm sure she's the complainantive.
We've been roommates for 2.5 years. 2.5 years, just down the drain.
Hold on just one moment. Hey, Timmy, get my agent on the phone, man. Get my agent on the phone.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, hold on. Beep. I have Steve Harvey holding for you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. 10%. 10%. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Sure. Sure. Put them on.
Here you go, sir. Hey, Judge.
Thank you, man. Hey, look, I'm in the middle. Like, literally, we're taping live right now. The plaintiff and the defendant are standing in front of me live right now. We're taping live right now. I'm on live right now. But I wanted to take this moment to call you to tell you to get me out of this contract, man.
Look, you've just got to do 3 more episodes, Steve. That's it.
I understand, but I feel like I've reached my level of hearing people complain about the most insignificant bullshit.
No, I get that, Steve. I understand. It's not the dream gig, but you know, you've hosted shows. I mean, you've done Family Feud for 23 years now. I mean, this is just 3 more episodes of this, okay?
Okay. I'm going to go back out there. I'm going to try to put my heart into it, but I got to tell you, my heart's not in it. My heart's not in it any longer.
Just don't let that show, Steve. Just don't let it show, okay? You're a pro.
Could you do me a favor? Could you call Trevor and Lewis Ice and have them to bring me over right now just a hunk of ice with salt, like a salted ice hunk, like a salt lick for ice?
You got it, Steve. I'll make that call.
That's the only way I'm going to get through this, man.
Yeah, I understand. I'll make sure that they get that ice to you pronto.
Judge, we're still on the air, Judge.
I know, we live, right? We're taking it live, right?
Yes. Yeah, just.
I've heard your complaints. I understand your complaints. And I do not care about your complaints.
Oh, thank God. Oh,
that is scene one. That is scene one, ladies and Jews.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Scene 2 comes from patron VIP Ben B., who wrote, Scene suggestion. Small-town grocery store cashier, desperate for gossip, reads way too much into the ordinary items people are buying. You guys are the cat's meowing pajamas. Ben.
Hey, baby, when you go to the grocery store, will you just bring back some soap milk, please?
Sweetened or unsweetened?
No, unsweetened. I don't believe in sugar anymore. I literally don't believe that it exists anymore.
Right. Okay. Anything else?
Nope. No.
Beep. How's it going today? Beep.
Good. Great. I mean, I just came to get one item, so, you know.
Well, just to let you know, there is a line that we do have that is 10 items or less. You can use that
I know.
Line.
I know. It's crazy, right? And I didn't want to do that because why?
The 10 items or less line is wide open. The 10 items or less line is wide open. See, it's open.
People can go to it. And I'm already first in line. This is terrific. And how are you today?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I go ahead of her since she could use the open one and I can't and I've got all these groceries?
So you'd like to go in front of me with my one item and your 37 items because why?
Because there's a whole line dedicated to people just like you. And I gotta wait anyways. So
are
if I
you
could just-
aware if you had just kept to your P's and Q's, I'd be long on my way by now?
The 10 items or less line is wide open. In fact, we're now giving away free groceries if anyone uses our 10 item or less line.
I mean,
Judy,
I'm tempted.
Hold on.
I'm tempted, but I'm already here. And you've already got my item in your hand.
Yep.
If you just go bloop, we could be boop. On our way.
Come on, yep. Sir. You can see the situation I'm in. This is ridiculous. Let me go first.
No, sir. I'm just going to discuss most here first. 438.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna take this.
438.
I'm gonna break the silk milk open.
Silk milk is really expensive. He's drinking my husband's milk.
Calling grocery security to counter three. Grocery security to counter three.
So you just wanted this to move along, and look who's taking forever because of their own insanity. What is
Ring
your
me
name?
Up.
What is
hey,
your name?
Hey, what's the problem here?
This gentleman was checking out.
Peter. I'm Peter.
And
okay,
he
Peter?
Was. Forcibly trying to tell the silk milk purchaser that he wanted to go first, so he then ripped the silk milk. That's the spill we now
have. I'm sorry,
have.
Don't you have cameras and whatnot? Can't you just go have, to the... Let's go to the video. Can we, I've always right. wanted to say yeah. that.
You're ripping fake milks out of people's hands?
Let me save everybody time.
You're a little
There's
handsy.
A 10 items or less line right there that was open.
That's my crime. That's my crime. I got into the wrong line.
Charleston, I just heard them asking for the, they were going to want the video of an event that just happened in the store. And Charleston, I literally forgot to hook up the video cameras. If there's any way you can get in there and just we can shoot a fake video of whatever they think that just happened, that would really save my ass, really save my job, Charleston.
All right, Eric, Frank, look, I did one 48-hour film festival one time.
And you were great.
I don't work that fast normally. I like to compose shots. I like to rehearse with the cast and the crew. I like to do it correct.
Here are my house keys. It okay. means that much to me. I will let you have my house for the entire summer and a portion of the fall if you will do me this one solid. It means a lot, Charleston.
Okay, do you even know what happened? If I had to reenact this, I need to know.
There was something about milk and there was a line. There was a line and there was something about milk. Your work is so amazing. I'm sure you can fill in the gap.
All right, Frank, look, I've got a little acting troupe on speed dial. I'll see if they're available, if they can come down.
Yes, I am free. Of course I can do it for you. Are we going to be doing anything from the Bard's collection?
This isn't a Shakespeare work. This is a grocery store crime reenactment.
Marlowe, perhaps.
It's not a Christopher Marlowe thing. It's not Durang. It's not Neil Simon. In fact, we're going to be
more contemporary.
Kind of,
is it Neil Simon?
I just said it was not Neil Simon.
I'm a listening actor first. I apologize for the error.
All right. You're going to be portraying the customer with 37 items.
Customer. I'm married, 4 kids. I live in a suburban home, and I've decided today is the day that I leave my job. But on the way home, I've decided to get grocery items.
You know, I'm just going to call Steve instead. but thank you for being available.
Thank you. I'm still equity, by the way.
Great. This isn't a stage production, so it doesn't...
Darling, pick up the phone. Come on, baby. Pick up the phone. I need that silk milk. Pick up the phone, sweetie. Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, baby. Where are you with the silk milk? I'm sitting here with a bowl of very dry Cheerios, and I really need the milk right now.
There has been a mishap down at the grocery store.
What kind of mishap, honey?
Well, I was first in line to buy the milk.
Okay.
Everything was going swimmingly.
All right.
And then a truly insane individual came up behind me and started yelling at me about getting out of line.
Okay.
Getting into another line.
Oh, boy.
Apparently,
okay.
Are you aware of this? There's a 10 items or less aisle.
Never heard of it, no.
Right. So.
So how long? how long should I be? What should I put on?
Let me ask the officer. Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
How long? How much longer will this be?
in terms of
me getting out, away, home, from here.
Sorry, here's the tape. Here's the tape. Here's the tape of the incident. I think you'll find
let's all watch the tape.
Incredibly accurate.
Okay. Yeah, I'll watch. I'll watch the tape.
So you see me there, standing at the front of the line.
I see like the back of someone's head. It's a little different, longer hair.
Trust me, it's me. And then the gentleman there is ringing up my one item, and then
I'm not wearing that frilly outfit. Whatever that thing is around that person's neck, that's not me.
It's an ascot. It's
look
an
at this
ascot.
Lunatic, right? In the ascot.
Okay. Listen, I don't know what to tell you. My job is...
Hold on, we're coming up on an act break. This is incredible.
This is good. Yeah. I did that? Wow.
And the Emmy for Best Actor and a short goes to Convenience Store Reenactment and Philip Harold.
Say something, say something. Speech, say something, say something.
Philip, feel free to say a few words.
sorry. I don't usually get to speak out loud. The piece was obviously only video, so I debated doing mime work when I was pulling this character. But if you look closely, I am actually talking. There's just no audio. Hmm. And I want to thank the committee, the group of the Oscar people. Wait. I got to thank my agent. Oh, there's a lot of people up for... Wait, don't take me off the stage.
Hey, orchestra, I couldn't help but notice you're playing people off with the commencement music.
Pomp and circumstance. Pomp and circumstance, yeah.
Yes. we have a whole catalog of actual songs from TV and film.
Yeah, it's just a pomp and circumstances is our favorite. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt the meeting. Have you guys seen the ratings? The ratings went up 7,000% because of, I didn't get to see the show, by the way, whatever music that they were playing last night, 7,000%.
We hit the demographic. We finally hit that jackpot demographic.
What?
You know,
anyways, whatever happened, just keep it going. I got to go back to the car. Steve Harvey's out in my car. He's looking at a job change. He wants to chauffeur me for the rest of his life. I got to go.
Wow.
I had to hand it to you. I thought that's when the ceremony jumped the shark, but I guess that's when it just found it for real footing. Well, here's another list of a bunch of traditional songs we could use. Green Sleeves.
Okay.
There's the thing you play at weddings, Wedding March.
I think.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, I'm looking for Mr. Pump and Circumstance.
One moment, please.
Could at least have some hole music in here. This is bullshit.
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Pump and Circumstance.
You can call me Pump.
Okay, my name is Philip Seymour Hoffley. Philip Seymour Hoffley.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. Can I call you Philip?
No, please do. I am an attorney. I'm a very litigious one. It appears that some of your music may have been used with and or without your knowledge. And I would like to represent you.
What do you take? What's your take on this? What
no
what
take
percentage?
At all, sir. A firm handshake is payment enough for me.
Is that payment enough?
Yes, for me.
Okay. So thank you, first of all, very much.
You're welcome.
Now, give me a couple of credentials, previous cases before I take you as a new lawyer for free.
Of course. Yep. Have you ever seen the television show Versus?
I have.
They named that show because of the legal things that I do in a courtroom.
Versus?
Yes, sir.
That was you?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Just one more, though. That was crazy.
Yes,
but just one more if I could.
Yes, of course. Do you remember the 70s when streaking was so popular?
Can I just say, I was just discussing this with my son, trying to explain to him that this actually took place. Can you believe there's a whole generation that doesn't know, maybe
no,
four generations?
The reason most of those people were streaking is because literally I had sued the pants off of them. I'm very good, sir. Very litigious.
Wow.
Hey, Philip, couldn't help but notice you've been passing on these other pro bono cases to represent music usage without permission.
That's right.
This guy here was accused of killing his wife. He didn't do it. You wouldn't take that one. Mm-hmm. this one here had his rights violated by an officer. You wouldn't take that one.
Would not touch it.
But this, you took the one of the guy whose music was used briefly as playoff on a ceremony.
Yes.
Philip, there's so many more cases you could take that are so much more worthy. I don't understand. Did someone use music when you were a kid that you didn't give permission for? Is this a personal quest?
Did someone did someone use music when I was a... Are you asking me if I've ever been hurt by a music thief?
That is exactly what I'm asking.
Philip, come to dinner. I'm going to play the dinner music.
Coming, Phillip. Daddy.
Bum, 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 bum.
Daddy, why is Mama getting mad and leaving the house, Daddy?
She's mad because I like to use music in every part of my life. Sure, I don't have the rights, but who does it really hurt?
No one. It hurt me, Daddy. She walked out. It hurt me.
Wow, that's... I didn't know. I mean, Did your mom ever come back? Or
she never came back, just like in the reenactment video I just showed you. She stormed out and she never returned.
The guy that played your mom, he's in a wig, is he Equity? Because I'm doing this a stage production later. I think he could be good for.
Oh, absolutely. He's Equity. He's Equity, yes.
Oh, great. Because my Our Town thing, I need above the board actors to do this correctly. Look, I'm sorry. I misunderstood that this is a personal thing, and I'm just going to go ahead and I'll try to represent all these other cases by myself. You take advantage of the ones that speak to you, and I won't get in the way.
Order in the court. Oh, if it isn't Philip Seymour Hoffley.
Hello.
For the defendant. Wow.
Hello, Your Honor. I may be so bold as to call you that.
Yes, you may. After all these years.
You still have that bruise from our leg wrestling incident?
It's healed, Philip. It's healed. But the scar inside my heart has not.
You know, that's actually dangerous. It could be blocking a ventricle.
Oh, well, I'll take a look. And for the plaintiff, who do we have in front of us?
Hi. Yeah, Sarah Lipshin.
Sarah Lipshit?
Lipshin?
Lipshin. Sorry about that, Sarah.
Just kind of the perma plaintiff.
Mm-hmm. Tara, I want you to know that my previous relationship with Philip Seymour Hoffley won't bar me for giving a fair and unbiased final decision.
Oh, okay. Your Honor, before you continue, here's that chocolate bar that I promised I'd bring you the next time.
You remembered. Dark with nuts, yes.
With nuts.
Yes. All right, before we commence opening arguments, we'll play our ceremonial opening commencement song.
Oh, great.
Your Honor.
Yes.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to not only sue for the case that I came in here, but I'm afraid I'll also have to sue the court today.
Excuse me?
Your Honor, you are using that music, I'm sure, without proper usage rights.
I'd like to submit into evidence my rights to now, this is what I call music 3. And I have the rights to all these songs.
Hmm.
Take a look.
Hmm.
I don't mean to interrupt, but can I get, like, a finalization on my first case? My roommate, Carrie, she left, but I'm persistent and I want to make sure.
This is the chicken nuggets case, if I'm correct.
This is the chicken nuggets case.
Oh, yes. Oh, see, it was passed over here from Judge Harvey. Sorry to hear about his retirement.
Well, I'm me too. He's really a king of comedy and he's so... I really like watching him, and I'm really upset.
I'm going to fine for the defendant on this one. It's chicken nuggets. Not the end of the world.
What? Sorry.
That is scene 2.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Scene 3 was from listener Milton J., who wrote, "Hello. I recently had to refrain from donating my life savings to your patron because of the quadrupled price of electricity here in Sweden. I'm confused if it's suggestions you want sent in or my life story. Anyways, you guys are one of few reasons to stay alive. The suggestion, door-to-door salesman named Hungry. Yours truly, Milton." Bing bong.
Hello. Are you outside the door?
Bing bong.
Can you see? I'm trying to look through the peeping hole. Can you not see my eye? Hello, you out there?
Bing bong.
Oh shit! I guess I'm gonna have to just let him in.
Honey, who's at the door? Wait, don't open the door. We don't know who's out there, honey.
But he keeps bing-bonging so persistently, darling.
Bing-bong. Let me try to peek out the hole.
Yeah, look out the hole. Let me lift you up, because I know you're not as tall as
No, let me lift you up. Step onto my back.
But why don't we lift each other up, honey?
Okay,
why don't
that sounds good.
And one, two, three.
It must be a child. They must be a child.
Grandpa, don't open that door.
Oh, good. You're nice and tall. Look through that peephole and see if you see something.
I don't need a boost. Don't try to boost.
Well, it's part of just being in the family. We're going to get you in one. Baby, remember, lift with your neck. Okay. One, two, and three.
I can see out the...
Down.
There's no one there. It must be a child or somebody shorter.
Then let's just open the door and let him
in. Let's just open the door. Here we go.
Thanks for opening the door. I appreciate it. I'm hungry.
Okay. Well, I've recently fried a salad. If you're interested in fried salad, I'd like to offer you some of that.
Honey, I don't know that we want to invite this little being inside. His skin is bright red and he's got horns.
Remember page 52 of the Bible, thou shalt not deny the entrance for a man who is empty of stomach, for he may be full of heart. Page 52, baby.
All right. He just looks a little scarier than most.
Just have 5 minutes of your people's time. If I can interest you in the latest and greatest knife collection. And again, I'm hungry.
Well, I understand your hunger. If you should probably have that salad before. Darling, I'm going to let you make this knife decision. You know that I'm always dangerous when it comes to sharp and or pointed objects.
We've agreed that our grandson would take care of all of our finances. Now, I don't know that it's a good call for me to make these. How much, Mr. Hungry, how much are these knives?
Thank you. Yeah, well, there's a layaway program, and there's also you can write a check today. You can pay me cash today. You can Venmo me. You can PayPal me. You can
hold on, Mr. Hungry. No one tries to swindle my grandpa.
Who is this tall drink of water? I'm looking.
If you're going to sell us a knife, you have to tell
me
how.
You must be about 5-something. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
5'11"? Damn near 6 feet.
That's close.
Yeah.
Can you show us what
how tall would you guess I
am? 5'2".
Come on.
5'2".
Oh, if only. 3'8".
Oh.
Thank you.
Hungry, how did it go? Did you bring back money? Dopey, Grumpy, Winky.
Where the fuck are my cigarettes?
Stinky. Is everyone doing good stuff? I need money.
Yeah, you need. Where the fuck are my cigarettes?
No, Winky took them. Winky took your cigs.
Oh, come on. That son of a bitch doesn't even smoke.
Did she not hear? She needs money, and it's up to us to get it for her.
I gotta get out of this wood.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of this wood. Imagine renting. Just renting. Maybe a studio? Maybe even a bachelor. That one has a tiny kitchen. That's like a
Snow.
Little bit separate.
Maybe another profession other than being a pimp.
Snow, what? When you find a new place to live, will you bring us along with you?
Yeah, will we get to come?
Will we get to come?
Will we get to come?
I can't wait to come.
Okay.
Ew.
Listen, guys, I didn't want to talk to you about this until I secured myself a place in the big old city.
Right.
But when I do, it's just gonna be me.
No!
No! Gosh, Sturdy is really upset about this.
It's the first time I've ever spoken. I've been silent the whole time because I thought you'd always be here, Snow, but you're moving to the city without us, and just frankly, it feels so bad, and I had to talk.
I'm sorry, but I'm bored. I'm just a little bit bored. little more hustle bustle. A little more flash, bang, pizzazz. More people to talk to.
We sing songs with every activity we ever do. That's not enough for you.
All right, sir. I'm sorry, you're such a little fellow. And I know you're new to speaking, but please lay down on my couch or sit up. Some patients are more comfortable with sitting up. So you say that this snow deserted you in your hour of need.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm painfully awkwardly shy. Everybody knows that. And look, I just live with all my brothers and our adopted brother, who I'm pretty sure is the devil. We live out in the forest, and you know, we do odd jobs. We work in a coal mine. We do other things just to make her happy. And then finally, like, we keep providing, and she leaves. She just leaves.
Normally, I would say that you have some issues that you need to get in touch with, but this seems like a her problem. Seems like she is the cause of this problem.
Oh. So we're done here?
We're done. You're good.
Miss White, this is a one bedroom. So it comes with a kitchen, a bathroom, and a separate room. You're overlooking the train tracks here. So you're right close to the metro. Get you right into downtown if you'd like to go there.
Yeah.
It can also take you uptown, take you to the east side, to the west side as well. Great station right here. Wow. Just need to ask you a few questions. Current occupation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Great. And will you be co-signing this with anybody, or you'll be taking on the
phone? All right, Mr. Charming, if I could show you into this What the fuck? Sorry.
I'm showing this right now.
Yeah, I'm showing this to a Mr. Charming.
I've only got a 30-minute window.
Oh, that guy's good looking.
Yeah. I guess we could Rochambeau to see who... gets this apartment, but Mr. Charming was ready to make a big move in his life here.
Yeah, Miss White was doing the same thing. She's actually moving from the suburbs into the city.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I'm moving from the castle with my parents to the city.
Why don't we let them just sort it out instead of us?
Why don't we let them sort it out? And in the meantime, you and I can leg wrestle just for old time's sake, huh?
You want to lose again? Is that what happened?
Of course I want to lose again.
In the bedroom. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really need this place. My parents are kings and king and queen. They're just super imposing, and I'm trying to go out on my own.
I know who you are.
So
we've actually met.
That's bullshit. I'd remember somebody like you.
No, I just look a little different in my different outfit. I'm wearing pantaloons, but it's me. We danced once by a fountain, I think.
I don't know. Was I drinking?
Perhaps some, if you were dehydrated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all.
Well, I have to say.
It's working, Philip. It's working. Her pantaloons of forgetfulness are working. As long as she wears them, people will remember her.
And the kingdom will be ours.
Patty cake, patty cake.
Baker's dozen.
I'm going to keep watching the ball.
You know, I'm here and I want to be here, so I'm going to be here. Thank you so much.
It's just that, like, I'm ready to put a deposit down. And no offense, but those pantaloons don't look like they're full of money. And I come from the Charming family.
Well, these pantaloons are said to be full of forgiveness. And I forgive you for being a little bit...
I'm sorry, who are you? We're just seven brothers. We don't have room for another roommate, lady.
No, we'll have room.
This is a funny joke. This is such a funny joke. That's so great. I love
it. Singing sounds familiar, but we have no idea who you are. I'm sorry. You'll have to leave immediately.
I forgive you for your rudeness, but this is my home, and I honestly don't have anywhere else to go.
Oh, now you got no place to go. How about cigarettes? You got any of them?
No, I have this here. It's my only piece of money, and you could roll it up and And I suppose you could light it on fire and inhale that. And
Charming, this is your place, dude. This is a shithole.
Yeah, but then we don't have to really like take care of it because it's super cheap.
Charming, dude, you lived in a castle. This is a shithole.
Yeah, but we can treat it like a shithole.
Dude, what?
Oh, don't man. You get it? Like, I wanted to get out of the castle. I want to have a party. I want to have a kegger. I want to have a good time.
What? We had good. You can come to my castle, dude.
With your parents?
Yeah, my parents are pretty cool.
No, they aren't. They're overwhelming.
Dude, this place is a shithole. It smells.
Doctor, I'd like to lay down this session if that's okay.
All right. Some of the patients have been lying down, some sitting up. A lot of them are even just doing a deep squat during the session. But if you'd like to lay down, we can do that.
Okay, great.
Well, I'm sorry I've never met you before. Forgive me.
No, yeah. I've been coming to you for a year.
I don't recognize you at all.
This is a good exercise, as this actually has been happening to me a lot, and I need to control what I end up doing in return. I'm very upset. One of my best friends, brothers, I would call him, kind of feels like, you know, we're not officially family, but they feel like
Hold on just
like
one second.
Family.
I just checked my calendar on my computer. It's no britches at work day. Let me just shimmy out of my britches here. Ah, so much more comfortable. Feel free. I never look at a lady from the waist down. If you'd like to shimmy out of yours, that's fine with me. Now go ahead, stranger. What were you saying?
Well, I don't know what to do. On one hand, I love a breeze.
Well, it's up to you, of
On
course.
On another, I'm very comfortable as I am.
Well, go ahead then, stranger. Continue your story.
I got in a kind of, I don't know, it wasn't a fight. I don't know what it was, but basically
I'm
me
sorry,
and
hold,
my...
hold on just one second. Ooh, this breeze feels so good. Yes, go ahead. So it wasn't a fight, it was something. Go ahead.
Well, your word. Basically, one of my, you know, it's like family that's not officially, it's not like we have the same blood, but it's like we grew up together, so I feel like it's family. And I gave him a dog. I'm so sorry. It's like hot and I'm itchy and I'm getting a little bit of an itch.
Yes, if I were you, stranger, I would look just shimmy.
You think that's, and you're not going to look, you said.
I have
hey, I read your new manuscript and, it looks like you're, I mean, first of all, your first book for us, Snow White, was a huge hit, but yeah,
they're good.
It looks like you're saying that women shouldn't wear pants. It looks like you're making the point that women shouldn't wear pants, that they should stay in dresses and be at their homes. I don't, and it gets oddly erotic. I don't understand what the target audience is. This feels really dated, is what I'm saying.
No, no, what it is, it's just a plot point to get to the next level of the chapter of the story. And so it's not erotica. I have a whole set of erotica. I have these books here, if you'd like, manuscripts.
Are you from France, or do you just talk that way to
No,
try
I'm
it?
Actually, I'm just outside Luxembourg. You've heard of?
I have heard of Luxembourg, yes.
Yeah. B-O-U-R-G, different spelling. Yes, my family's, they are the kings and queens of Luxembourg.
All right, well, look, I'm going to finish out. There's like 2 pages left in this, and I should have probably finished
before. I'm sorry, sir, forgive me.
What is this?
Oh, my God, he's here. He just brought in some new manuscripts, and you've got to hear his words. There is a town outside of France, it seems to say, where the women, and here's the real kick in the, well, not a kick in the pants, where the women wear no pants. Sir, this is his new manuscript, and I just researched this town right outside of France, and in fact, oh God, the women are literally running around pantless, sir.
That is because of the pantaloons that help you forget. So if you don't wear the pantaloons, then nobody forgets.
Hi, welcome to Sans Pants. How can I help?
I'm just looking for a top.
Right? Yep. We got law. We got nothing but tops, as it turns out.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah. You've come to the right place.
I have to say, I'm just visiting. I'm just visiting for the week.
Okay.
And
new in town?
Just visiting. But yeah, this is my second day in town. I arrived late last night, so that doesn't really count. Just kind of slept and then woke up. And
you must have some other unnecessary information for this visit that you could share with me?
You like to gossip.
I do. Yes, I need to gossip. You busted.
Busted. Yeah, actually, my ex-husband, he's a French citizen, and he took our child, and
sounds like he wears the pants.
Wow.
This Woo! I enjoyed this one. This one was pretty good. I mean, to think that there is a place in France where the naked ladies dance, and
and to be honest with you, sir, and forgive me, and then I really have to go get a coffee. They just got silk milk back at their coffee shop. This is a place that's right outside of France.
So. Right outside of France.
Yeah. All right. Can I bring anything back from the coffee place?
You know, actually, could you pick me up a big chunk of ice with salt on it from Lewis and his brother?
Oh, yeah, like the salt lick type that they have there? Okay,
that would be absolutely great. I'd love that. Okay, so outside of France, Nicholas, is there a hole in the wall where the men can see it all? Is that going to happen in the second book? Or?
No, did you already read it? You've already read it.
No, it just seems like that's where it was going.
Yes. It's simple books. They're simple books for simple minds, but they activate the mind. It's because of my childhood. My parents never let me have music. And, I had to come up with my own sing-song lyrics and words.
Your parents never let you have music?
No.
We have music playing all the time here. Don't you hear Pomp and Circumstance? It's been under us the whole time.
No, not really.
You can't hear music either? It's playing right now. Do you not?
Now I hear it. Oh, what a beautiful, joyous place to work. Unlike my last job. Recreating scenes from life stories. Or acting, as they would call it.
That was your last job? You were an actor?
Equity, actually. Yes.
Oh, Equity. Wow.
Yes, yeah, so I was in a production of Our Town, Picnic, mostly outdoor settings. Shakespeare in the parking lot many times.
In the parking lot?
Yes. Beautiful. We did.
This just in on your outside of France news. A group of construction workers have gone to work overnight and plugged the holes in every wall between here and Luxembourg. We'll have more on this at 11.
That's our
show.
This
is Brian Keaton.
Oh, thank goodness, Brian, just in time. Let's thank all of our alchemists, please, for this incredible episode, starting with, of course, Jackie Freshly Stretched DeRuthe.
Oh, it felt good. Thank you for having me. What a blast, always.
Where can folks find you on the socials,
May? You know, I'm at Jackie DeRuthe, and new episode, new me. If you're watching the NBA these days, you're going to see me in a DraftKings commercial.
Look out now.
Teased it last ep, and now you know exactly the product.
Nice.
Because they were nice, and I really actually quite liked the product.
And they knew you were a big fan of the DraftKings. You've been using them for a number of years, right?
That's how you get commercial gigs.
You got to be able to speak the speak.
Just use the product.
Gary Anthony Williams, thank you.
Thank you, my
so
friend.
Much.
Always yes, a indeed. Pleasure. I'm at Gary Anthony Williams on the Instagram. And if you're in a town and you want to see some Who's Live Anyway, which is the road version of Who's Line, I'll be doing that most of May. Whenever this comes out, Kevin, I don't know.
Is there a website or something we can
It's whoslive.com.
Whoslive.com.
You see all the tour dates there.
Excellent. Nice. Go yeah. check it out immediately, folks, if you can. And Atul Singh, thank you as well.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be amongst a very talented company. Yes, you can find me at Atul Time on all the socials and my website. We'll try to keep that posted with all the shows and happenings. So thanks again.
When you say you'll try.
I'm going to. I just like the current thing is not – it's not there yet, so I just need to put that in. There's some future dates already set up. But
that felt like a disclaimer. I just wanted to make sure. No, it will be. Cole Stratton, thank you so much for being an alchemist and not a guest host.
Yeah, thanks. It's weird being on the other side, but I love doing it from time to time. You can follow me at Cole Stratton on Twitter, at Stratton Cole on Instagram. A lot of shows at the Westside Comedy Theater. Cobra Knots have been running a show called TV Reunion Show with Cobra Knots and Friends, where we do a fictitious TV reunion show based on a show that never existed that the audience helps us build together. It's really fun. That's twice a month on Monday, cool. So check out the schedule there. Pretty Pretty Pony, first Thursday of the month at 10, and Grifter, which I direct, which Atul is in, coming up pretty soon too, April 20th, and then again in May around the same time, I think it's the 3rd.
420, West baby.
Head on over to westsidecomedy.com for that calendar of events, depending on when you're hearing this. James Heaney, bring it home.
Oh, you know, I really had hoped that I could start off my goodbyes with a review from the reviews, but I got zero. So instead, I'll just say on May 1st at 8 p.m. at the Westside Comedy Theater, in addition to all the other great curated content, on May 1st at 8 p.m., you can see Alchemy This Live. I'd love them to be there.
Yeah.
And then you could write on paper a review and I'll find a way to get it into the internet.
Please. Anytime you find James Heaney in the wild, give him a piece of paper with a review on it. It'd be greatly appreciated. Let's thank our producer, engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you, please be kind to each other. Thank you so much for giving a damn about what the hell this is. Until next time.
Alchemy this.
Shing.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah.
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tanner girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.